Okay, this is the second live boo. I'm going to start off with an apology for saying warning bells are flashing, because that makes no sense whatsoever. So I'm very sorry about that. Anyway, continuing with what I was saying. So I came to the conclusion that... I have come to the conclusion over the past week or so that I don't really see myself going down the engineering route, which for a chemical engineering student is a bit worrying. So I've been thinking about what I would like to do instead, and I've always loved physics, and generally maths and physics have been my strong points, really. Ever since I was little, when I was about 5 or 6, I went to the library and got a book out on lasers, and because I wondered how they worked. And although it was a proper university textbook on lasers and laser technology, I managed to find some diagrams and I kind of worked out what they were, how they worked at the time. And ever since, things like quantum physics and stuff like that really interests me. And when my dad went to university, he chose a subject that he enjoyed. He chose economic history, and he's not doing anything related to that then, but he chose it because he enjoyed it. And at the moment, I have no drive to do things. When I wake up, I don't think, yay, I'm going to a process simulation lecture today. That doesn't occur to me. But if I feel that if I was doing physics, at least I'd be able to. At least I would be. I can see myself wanting to do that, and I can see myself wanting to do the work and really enjoying it. Which, to be perfectly honest, I didn't enjoy what I was doing last year. And because I'm on an industrial placement year, next year, if I continue with this degree, it would be an industrial placement year. And I've had to apply for jobs working in industry, and I've applied for one place, and it really got me thinking about the type of work I would be doing. Because if I continue on this course and I graduate and I go into the world of chemical engineering, process engineering, I will be working for companies I don't know if I agree with their principles. I'd be working for large organisations, big organisations, neoliberal organisations, and I don't know if I want to really be getting my hands dirty at such a young age. I mean, I could come out and get a job earning £30,000 working for BP or Shell or ExxonMobil or one of those, something like that. And I don't feel that I would be, on a small scale, yes, I would be solving problems and I would be increasing efficiencies and increasing profits and stuff like that on a very small scale, but in the general scheme of things, I don't know if I would really want to be doing that. But I will come to what I want to be doing instead in the next one, because I'm quickly running out of time again. I hope this isn't boring. Sorry if it is. Anyway, thank you.